What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome, the man, the myth, the legend, Carl Legacy. He's back.
His ass hasn't even touched the cushion yet, and he's already into it.
I love that. I mean, well, you wouldn't even tell with Mitch if he stands up and sits down. He's the exact same height. So
my feet can't touch the ground even on these.
Just swinging them.
Yep.
I called them. I called them Humpty Dumpty last night. And on Friday, last night that didn't kill, but Friday killed.
Oh yeah, because I just bombed.
You were good. Like, that's a broken man. I've never seen one before. Little cheeky joint. Thank you, sir.
There you go, mate.
Yeah.
That's my rider.
You needed some medicine.
One little joint. I've got a. I thought I'd lost my weed, but I found it. I put it in like this little weird fucking pocket here. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd assumed you buffed pocket. It to get into all the pubs you were going to last night.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I dacked it like six times, and
I
nobody's
can't wait
checking.
To smoke that joint.
Yeah. No one's checking in Newcastle.
Yeah, but because we were going to Civic Theatre, but we didn't even need tickets for that. Really, yeah. We just fucking walked in.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna get pat down at Civic. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
no. Oh, yeah,
no.
I just want to be touched by an old woman. That's the one that looked like Doris.
Yeah. Dude, you're in the mosh pit last night. If you call.
Do you want to explain it, me?
You explain it.
So we got him in. Marty Brady's coming here shortly. He got distracted by a butterfly or whatever on the way here. By a gemstone.
He probably saw another 11-foot statue he had to stare at.
The point of that is... And his dad's in the church, isn't it? And, you know
band.
About this, yeah, the band, the church. Yeah. Not the church,
not
like
the
Christianity.
Church.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in the band, the church.
He's in the church. He's a priest.
Yeah, I was going to say, the apple's fallen far from the fucking tree.
So he's the drummer of the church. Like, they were massive back in the day now. All the fans are old as fuck. And we went to the Civic.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a bit of standing, you know what I mean? Whatever, we're just like rocking and stuff. So we get there, and then we get walked in by a stepmom, Jane. She sits us in the middle, and we just finished off a joint. These guys have already put earplugs in their ears. Like, they've made earplugs.
I only had one in. My other ear is fucked anyway. So
Ronan had them both in. They're fucking sticking out. He doesn't give a shit.
Sticking out of his bald head.
And so we go there. They sit us in the middle. And we sit down. We didn't get a bevy or not. And we just sat there. We're like, fuck it. It's full on straight away. And like, I don't even do psychedelics, but I felt like I'd fucking done it last night. Like, lights going crazy. Everything.
Yeah,
like,
it was like
full
an epilepsy
on,
test.
Like, yeah. It was wild. And then...
this was at Civic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire. And then me and Ronan went to get a beer. We were going to get in one. And it was closed. So we went to the Claret and across the road and texted him. We were like, sorry, we left you, but to get a beer. And then we came back in and we sat at the back. And then I was like, oh, Marty's going to kill me if he thinks I wasn't here. So then I was like, oh, I'll just go to the front. People started dancing. So I just went to the front and made it seem like I was there the whole time.
Yeah. It was like 60-year-old ladies.
And then he doing this.
Shit.
And then it was heavy at first when I was dancing. Then then he went slow again. This was the encore. Yeah. So I was just in a trance with the lights. I was just doing this.
Yeah.
Like fucking going like wild. It was insane. But yeah, it was like it wasn't really a mosh pit, it was more of a
just getting rubbed up by old sneers. Just surrounded by
pretty much.
Marty
I was rubbing up
Marty
against
took
him.
MD.
Oh yeah. Did he drop it in the seat?
Yeah, he dropped it like 20 minutes before the show. So he's like, oh man, the MD's starting to hit. I was like, oh dude, this would be sick. He's like, yeah. And then the show ended. So he just had to go be with his dad and his band on MD.
Oh, yeah, we went backstage. Yeah. And he wasn't allowed backstage.
No, I wasn't allowed backstage.
He didn't have enough, but he didn't miss that. And it was just fucking... Like, there was, like, no... It was all old people, so they had, like, fucking vitamin juices and... there was, like, two beers warm. They were like, oh, I guess if you want them, nobody's drinking them. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought you meant to be rock and roll. I mean, I smoked a joint with the lead singer.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's all right. You had to give the drugs though.
No, he had one. I asked him. He's like, oh, I'm stoned right now. I've got one. Yeah. If you want to finish
that's
it,
that's the
writer
for an old band. Is like Pepto Bismol and vitamin juice and shit. They're like, deck us out.
Hips.
Some old nappy. Yeah.
That would be crazy, that though.
It was nuts to go to a music concert and just see everyone sitting down. And it was also fucking awesome to just sit down and watch a music concert. I was like, this is sick.
Well, it was the comfy, like, cinema seats, wasn't it? So it was, like, chilling, you know what I mean?
Of course you love sitting down. Dude, it's like, yeah, that's my fucking jam.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I was in a mosh pit, someone got their nose broken.
That's true.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
By you with a baseball bat, no doubt.
Yeah, no, he fell into my fucking forehead and his nose exploded.
Jesus. Mitch puts the roll in rock and roll, doesn't he? Really?
I thought I split my head open, so I licked the blood, and it wasn't my blood, so now I've got AIDS.
Oh, my God.
You're too fat for AIDS, Mitch.
Was this the one that was Magic Johnson at this concert you were talking about? Because you'll probably live forever now, actually. I think he licked the cure.
I would have rather some of his money, but oh, well.
What's going on here on your neck? Just noticed you've got a bit of fucking... You got hickeys.
No. Probably a rash.
Oh, yeah. You got a little...
Tanya, have you been giving me chickies?
No.
Have you been choking them while I was sleeping?
It's just a rash.
Yeah. Or was it the sleep apnea pipe that it rub against you? I'm assuming you have a sleep apnea in the machine.
You need to get that checked out. What the fuck is going on there?
Oh, I probably scratched myself or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's just a rash.
Yeah, well, it'll go away. It's not itchy. If I sit and fucking scratching my neck away.
Lucky for you, Marty's probably got 17 different bombs. Tiger Lily one or whatever he wants.
Hippies love a good bomb.
Oh, my Lord. You'll fucking, like, when I introduced him, I was like, you'll smell him before you see him.
You reckon he'll shave his dreads?
That's what he's doing. He's planning on doing it, like, soon, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
What, for fundraising or what?
No, just for, like,
it's hurting his head.
Yeah, I think
so, he should do Shave for a Cure or something. He'd make fucking bank.
Would he? Yeah, oh, people would. I would pay for him to shave them, for sure. Yeah.
He'd make thousands for charity.
But don't give the money to charity. Just just tickets to see me get my head shaved.
Just give it to my favourite stripper, Charity. She needs it.
Is that my cousin? She works down there. You still haven't been to see her yet.
Oh, yeah, your cousin the stripper?
Yeah, not a stripper, but she works at the brothel.
Oh, that's it, yeah. I don't want to go on fucking C-section Sundays. No thank you.
She's had three kids.
Did you get a family discount?
Yeah, no family discount.
No family discount?
No, won't do
it. That is absolute bullshit. Yeah. Is she against the incest or the discount, you reckon?
Probably the discount. She's from my family. She's definitely Jewish.
That's so funny.
No fucking way am I giving him a discount.
Last time I saw you was in Melbourne, but before that you were in fucking my hometown.
I was.
Liverpool, lad, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the intro, Mitch. International comedian Ethan Bentley now.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah,
he's fucking bombed more places than ISIS worldwide.
One was a bomb, one was fun.
He doesn't claim them, though. That's the thing. ISIS claims them, he doesn't claim them.
ISIS makes a full video.
Yeah.
I'll claim one bomb.
I want to see one reel where you're claiming this bomb.
He's wearing a balaclava. He's got a small fat man hostage.
But we've done the... my friends run a podcast called The Mild High Club, and they're doing it's like kind of like a Kill Tony sort of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, talent show.
So you do a talent show. You mainly do stand-up. I went up there. What did I do? I was reading people's minds. So I was reading riffs, from their minds.
It's like, everyone wants to fuck me in this room, I can tell.
I went right up to this guy's thing, and I was like, ooh, he wants to fuck me too, and all that stuff. It was wild. And then I played basketball with a fucking melon or something. What did they have?
Oh, yeah, you were trying to spin a pumpkin on
a pumpkin,
finger.
That was it,
It was Halloween, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Must have been, yeah.
And then you fucking smashed it as well. That was sick.
Yeah,
but it's the interview part. You only do a minute, and then you interview for like five minutes or whatever and shit.
Which is the fun part.
That's the sick part, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a few blazers. Did you get edibles off my mate that night as well?
No. The gummy ones, we just got blazed and laughed our asses off in the hotel.
Yeah. Because you were only in for one night, weren't you?
One night in Liverpool, one night in Manchester, and then we went through to Scotland.
You done Creatures Comedy in Manchester as well, didn't you? Yeah.
Bombed there.
Did you? Yes. He's claiming it.
No, it was all right, but they just, they weren't ready for the Australian racism.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
Like, oh, fuck.
It's a different form here, isn't it? I mean, you guys really mean it here.
Yeah. I don't really mean it, but I was... fucking around. Fucked around and found out. That was good.
Did you like Liverpool, though?
Yeah, Liverpool was sick.
And the comics were sound as fuck, holy mates, not in it.
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, fuck, what's that dude's name? The guy that was dressed up as the lion.
Oh, my lord, James Allen. Yeah, but he always does so many different characters, he came up as the fourth lion on the lion shirt. The England Lion shirt that they forgot about, So he just came up, and he was just crawling the whole show on his all fours, even when he wasn't on stage.
And then Eshan Akbar was like feeding him. They had bugs. They had that bag of bugs.
They had fucking chocolate crickets.
And he was feeding him in the line thing. Like, it was fucked. So funny. Such a good night.
Oh, weird as fuck.
If I come back, I'll have to do some more. Like, just stay in Liverpool for longer.
Oh, I'll get you on hot water next time. And shit like that, and they run a weekly Tuesday one now as well.
That's what I've been checking out is Paul Smith.
Oh yeah,
he's a fucking killer, dude.
The rich man's Carl Legacy.
Yeah, I was like, this is who Carl wants to be.
He's like a mentor of mine. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love that guy. Yeah, he's fucking sick. Like when he's emceeing, I'm like, all right, I gotta go first. Otherwise, there's no riffs left.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I gotta get him out the fucking way.
He's killing it, man. That car he just bought. Holy fuck!
He's the definition of new money. The Lambo or the McLaren? No, he got rid of the Lambo. He got the McLaren. Yeah. He went to take. He got his teeth drawn, and everything, he's got a strip of wife.
Has he got big white teeth now?
Yeah, of course.
Fuck yeah.
Turkey teeth, it's sick.
Is he selling drugs or is he just doing comedy?
No, he's just doing... Have you not seen his tour schedule? It's theatres everywhere all over the UK and there's about 50 dates on it. Holy it's like shit. Luke Kidgel sort of fucking, you know, I've seen his posters all over the dates. It's like that sort of shit. Like, it's crazy. And he never wanted to do the videos. It was the club that made him do that. He was happy just hosting seven nights a week at the club.
Oh, really?
You know
what I mean? So all those highlights.
Pushed him, and then he blew up after that,
Oh, well.
And he was, like, the first one to do it without a manager, you know what I mean, all that sort of stuff, so it's sick, like,
Fuck yeah.
I mean, he'll still never get on, like, the TV and all that, but they're putting scouts on TV except fucking crime watch anyway.
And also, nobody fucking watches TV anymore.
Exactly. Maybe Live at the Apollo is a good one, because you're like, that's like a bucket list shit, whatever, you know what I mean? But even then, nobody really, I'll watch it if he makes on it, maybe, like, like that.
Yeah, but, look, if the... The best thing you can do is have a podcast that takes off.
Oh, yeah. That's my other mate, Adam Rowe, Have a Word. Podcast there, killed it as well. Even the Mile High Club is pretty big, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Didn't they do a sex show thing?
Did you know the burlesque one? When I go back, I'm back the 11th of July for my nan's birthday, shout out. Even though she won't be listening to this. I mean, that's why I love doing this pod, because I know...
No one listens.
Nobody outside this room will ever see or listen to this pod, so I'll do whatever I want.
You'll never get cancelled.
Exactly. And, so on my birthday, we done it first time last year, Stone Sports Day. You know what Sports Day is? Like at school, and spoon. We do that blazed as fuck. Edibles. We like smoke for like 3 hours straight, like get pumping it. And then we do all that. We film it. Like, we done it last year. Maybe if they were doing it again this year, that's fucking sick. Yeah.
That'll be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to make videos for it and stuff?
Well, they do all that stuff, but they put it out and all that. It's for the Patreon, but then they clip it up and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Patreon's going fucking well too. I was like looking them up. I was like, "Fuck! I want to see the burlesque show one."
Oh, yo, just for James and fucking Callum doing fucking spanks and all that, isn't it? Yeah, so funny, yeah. So funny.
My missus hit me with this on the drive back. She was like, "Oh, I'm interested in like swingers clubs. I want to go check one out
today."
today in the car on the way back. I was like, "Fuck! All right."
Alright.
Let's see what happens here.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm fucking down.
I fucking know you are. If there's a girl on the period, you will eat it out.
Give me
you love
bit.
Fucking to taste the pennies more than a fucking coin machine.
It's the Jew in me. I'm like,
than the slots.
Tastes like money.
You're like, it's good for me. I've got low iron.
I've got to get rid of the bags under my
eyes. And low copper. How do you even get into a swing?
I don't know. That's the thing. Now I've got to do some research. Like, your friend Zoe does it, doesn't she?
Yeah, there's a club in Sydney.
Oh, in Sydney. I've got to go to Sydney. Fuck.
There'd be a Newcastle one, but I don't think the caliber would be up to the Sydney.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Oh, it might be. There's some fucking tidy people getting around.
That's true. Well, I was thinking they'd be like the people here would be the ones at the fucking church concert last night.
Oh, yeah.
50-year-old couples.
It's probably it, yeah. It's all like old Merriweather couples and, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that in the swingers club. Just some fucking old dude who's going to try and pipe your missus.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. For sure. And he's fucking he's took 7 Viagras or whatever. Like, he's going to fucking die on top
You've
of it as well.
You've already got that
down
the pub now. Yeah, you don't need another one.
Oh, yeah, this has been brutal. This disabled guy is trying to fuck my girl down at the pub.
Really?
He's trying to put the moves on.
What type of disabled? Wheelchair? What?
Nah, he fell off his motorbike, so like his left side just is all mangled up.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Does his dick hang to the left or the right?
He apparently got a huge dick.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if the top's been fucking grazed off of it or not.
Yeah, that's true, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
He just keeps hitting on her.
Yeah, just doesn't say a word to me and just like straight in sits next to her. Hey, how you go?
No way, that's so funny.
Yeah, because she's like a bit
maybe
of a
he's trying
story.
To say a word to you, but you're sitting on the side of the dead side.
You don't think there's anything to worry about. He's all fucked up. She's seeing this handsome dude on the other
side. It's like Two-Face. Yeah. Gosling and then fucking. That's so funny, huh?
He's going to flip a coin.
He just leaves the room, like walking sideways and shit. Like Zoolander.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit on that. It's been going pretty well.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Been killing.
Been crashing.
Yeah.
Got some.
If only he would fuck her, then there's the closer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe we'll take him to the club.
Yeah.
Swingers club. Bring him in.
Maybe you should fuck him.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the cure, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
that's the cure.
If I was getting fucked by a man, regardless how dead my arm was, I would. It would probably come alive to push you off me. I feel like it would will to be like, it's either we got a cock in our ass or this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. No, it's been
because the muscles in my ass are relaxed at that point, so there's more to go around than the arm, baby. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Give him some poppers.
Yeah, the weaker your asshole is, the stronger your upper body is. That's how it works, Kyle.
Imagine.
There's old ladies who can't hold shits in, but just doing chin ups.
Yeah.
You jumping in, Marty?
That's so funny.
Jump in, man. Come on in, man.
Dude. Get in here.
Great.
Marty Bright, he's a fucking legend. Come on in.
He lives in a van down by the river, everybody.
What did he bring?
I come bearing sweeties.
Are these edibles?
Lollies.
This is just from the old convenience store.
Yeah.
Actually, we need to get your side of the story from... we had a guest on a couple... Oh, fucking 6 months ago now. A man by the name of Matty B.
Oh, yeah.
Telling a little story about how...
The man, the myth, the rat. Splintered himself.
Telling a story about how he left a bunch of weed...
Hello, greetings, viewers.
Greetings, Marty. So he left a bunch of... No, sorry, you left a bunch of weed gummies in Matty B's fridge, apparently.
How long ago was this?
This is a while ago, apparently.
Up in the Northern Rivers?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah. Apparently
you don't have a fridge of your own, so it makes sense.
No fridge in the van?
There is, actually, I didn't want to step on Carl's punchline. So
I'll
step on it.
Well, technically, it's actually P6100.
You've got to talk yourself up.
It's an Esky.
It's a Kawasaki.
He's trying to shit on your van situation. Fridge.
It's just no room. It's got the hooker's head in there.
Fuck
no. Sorry, sex worker's face.
Thank you.
Be better, Carl.
So the mystery.
Oh, he just told a story on this podcast that you left a bunch of weed gummies in his fridge, and then you came back and you're like, "Where are all my weed gummies?" He's like, Marty, you left weed gummies in my fridge.
Every man for himself. Yeah.
Dude, it's the old rule.
All for one, one for all.
It's the old rule.
It's the only time he's ever defrosted that freezer. The last gummy that's been like fossilized into the freezer.
He's got an ice pick. But yes, that sounds like something I would have done. Matty B lives up in Ballina, former Newcastle, and I stayed in his driveway during the pandemic in the back of my van because I was up in the Northern Rivers when we went into like the second phase.
Oh, so you got locked down there.
Yeah, and so, but I knew he lived up there, and he was like, you know, as long as you don't overstay your welcome, 2 or 3 nights here or there, if you want to just
He's a very private man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very private man.
Look, I know everyone's dying and it's locked down, but two or three nights, man.
Yeah.
I was in Matty B's bubble.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's sick. Just me.
What a weird flag that is.
Sounds gay.
Matty B doesn't even want to be in his own bubble.
You know this comedian you've never heard of? Well, you're going to love this.
Yeah, yeah.
I stayed in his driveway. I don't mean to brag.
I've got a fucking vendetta against him. I mean, we just done Mardi Gras together, which was sick. Mardi was going to come, but he got fucking food poisoned, gutted. On the day, he was going to fly. Brutal.
We're coming to next year's Mardi Gras.
Fuck yes. Let's go, baby. We'll get Luke and that involved as well. Don't tell Elliot about it.
No. Could it be funny if we just kidnap him and then he's there?
He'll be in bed by 7 every night anyway.
Oh, for sure, yeah. After, what time's Gilmore Girls finish? 7, yeah? And
no, that's on Tuesdays now.
Okay.
He's going to go knitting with his nan.
He's so gay, he watched Gilmore Guys.
And Matty B had to see me in years in Melbourne, and he roasted me every night for my hairline. It was brutal because I thought it was passable, but which it is. If you see me often, you see the decay.
Yeah.
But if you just see it like straight after like 2 years, I've been using Scrabble online.
The top back. Oh,
it's not the best. Like I'm on the pills now. I'm on the Friendistride and all that sort of stuff. So
yeah.
Who's that?
See that mate come
Friendistride. Shout out to Friendistride in my pharmacy.
Isn't it Rogaine? Isn't that what they do?
No. That's like I don't know what that is.
Doesn't that kill your testosterone?
I mean, it ruins your sex drive a bit, but it hasn't for me. I mean, I'm a stone and annoyed, so it's not like it's the same shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't still get hard as a rock in the shower.
Solid as a cock.
Golly, he jerked off in his shower and came outside and told him about it.
because he wanted me to tell it right in front of his sister, so I had to say it was a piping issue. I was like, no, but it did. In the Ori. No, it was the Oriental shower.
Oh, okay.
Not the fucking shower that he's got outside his fucking van. he's holding the hose, and I'm like, sorry about this.
It's just a watering can. You hold the watering can. Now it's my turn to hold the water.
Oh, you got the fertilizer in again. It's just bad about
just swapping the can.
This is the life I lead.
Do you want to tell them who we met last night? What famous politician?
Oh, Tony Blair.
Yeah.
Oh, did you meet Tony Blair?
Yeah.
Did you get a photo?
This obviously not Tony Blair, but I mean it couldn't be more. It couldn't be more spot on though. Literally.
Why is Tony Blair in Newcastle?
Look, there was a lot of. Older people, holy...
Is this camera on?
Yeah.
And then I also met my...
It's Tony Blair's...
Lost son as well. Did you remember... Did you see this guy?
It's Mexican Kyle.
It's a young Nacho Libre.
It's Nacho Legacy. And that was me at the very front of the church. That's bad.
Shit.
Dude, he was getting up on all the gagilfs.
Oh, gagilfs, that's a new one, isn't it?
Yep.
Shout out to gagilfs.
Is that great grandmas?
Yeah.
Nice.
And RIP to all those gagilfs.
Or just G-rated nans.
Oh, man. They would like... Last night was so funny because every band does encores. Like, it's the thing that every band does.
But people laugh. Some people are idiots. Like,
yeah, I know. Or they were just old and like, you know what? It's bedtime.
Fair. It was like 11 at that point. Or something.
They don't put a finishing time often on those tickets. So like when you get a ticket to an 8 o'clock show, you're like, it could be a 2 hour. It could be a 4 hour.
Yeah. And that song right at the end could go for 10, like, could go for 2 minutes, could go for 20. Like,
when you were at the front standing in it, it felt like fucking 25. I'll tell you that. But when I'm trying to keep the beat, I'm like, I'm the terrible dancer as it is. And I knew you guys were just laughing at me the whole time. Like, I knew you weren't even watching the band. You're like, look at him now.
It was just your hair bobbing.
I said to Mitch at one point, do you think if everyone else sits down, Kyle will be the last person standing? I think he's too proud.
I just wanted your dad to see me, and then he saw me, and I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down again now.
You got a pretty recognizable silhouette, but there are a couple of like 6-year-old women sitting next to you. It could have been them.
Yeah.
why is Kyle knitting a sweater in the front row?
from a distance.
Oh, that's not Kyle.
From a distance, he just looks like. From a distance, he just looks like someone's nan.
Oh yeah, literally, it looked like I've lost the contact. I was just going like.
Counting the bricks.
No, but you came out of nowhere. I don't know if you crawled up there. I was like, he's there. He's pulling me. I looked down. He's on his knee next to me. Like, pulling. Like, what the fuck?
Well, it was a seated concert, and technically, I love people standing up and dancing, but there were some older people there that were like.
But we were in the aisle, so I feel like it was fine, though, innit?
But there was always someone behind
Marty, they were old. They couldn't see anyway.
I mean, that's it as well. And that light show, fucking hell.
Yeah, it was good.
Who the fuck that would have brought on the cataracts for sure. Yeah. But your dad actually said that.
Who said that?
I think they said that it wasn't that great tonight compared to, like, I was like, it was fucking epic.
The lighting?
Yeah, well, the Edmore. I think they were just comparing it, like, the Edmore last night. The night before, they had screens, everything, you know what I mean? So it was, like, just a better setup there.
Did we establish what we're talking about?
He's already forgotten. What did I say?
No,
we started talking about it earlier.
Oh, before I got there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I just didn't have the context.
I thought you were like, do you know your dad is the second drummer in the church, okay?
Oh, well, we got free tickets. I was chuffed.
So
I was
like, you know what? Boys.
Yeah.
Straight from Matty B's fridge.
Yeah, nice. I was hoping so.
That's where I stash my sheen.
That would be a hilarious stitch up.
If these were like actual weed gummies, yeah. Dunk a whole one.
Oh man, I gotta do a fucking show after this.
This last time,
45 minutes of me trying to get out that curtain.
Yeah, he's just like, "What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?"
I've forgotten again.
You know, you keep coming back to the same person, re-crowd working.
Oh my lord. Oh.
Yeah, last time I did gummies on this pod here with Bradley and Taylor. And I did a quarter of one, and then you didn't want any.
A quarter of a gummy? What the fuck?
I'm pretty strong. I don't have a very high tolerance for weed.
Since
me neither. Me neither. Yeah.
Since taking a shitload of acid, Kyle.
Oh yeah, fair.
Those doors are open. They can't.
Oh
be
yeah, that's true. I've always, every time I've smoked with you, you've always got a bit weird. Actually, yeah.
We start playing dominoes and swinging on a chair together.
Yeah, that's sick. No, that was our tradition. Yeah. I used to stay in this caravan in the front lawn, on the front driveway, and then, but then back home, I told you, I had the caravan when you were there, where you didn't
and
get
the
to see
dog.
It.
Well, you know what, you guys should
but
do
I had
the,
Rambo, yeah.
You should do the reality TV show, Caravan Swap, and like, you do a, you go live in his caravan for like 6 months.
I'm not in living Liverpool. In his caravan. Fuck that.
And then you go and live in his.
Does Lazy no
I've already done it
misses?
That way. I've stayed in his caravan. I mean, times, three times, easy.
Yeah, easy. But yeah. I'm not sleeping in your one. I don't want to have to get past the guard dog.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Rambo. Jesus Christ.
Is it actually?
Yeah, my uncle's got an ex. That's why I lived in. That's why I moved into caravan. He had a midlife crisis. He got a caravan. He got a VW. That's a good actually investment. That actually. He got a. No, he did. He had that already. And then he got an ex-Marine dog. Because he was in the Marines, so if they don't, they give him to ex-Marines. Because if not, they put him down or whatever. But it's like it's got like 6 registered kills, like in Iraq.
It's
like
got PTSD.
It's got an electrical collar. It's called Rambo. You come into the house, like it's running at you full belt. You're like, yo, it's me, Rambo. It's me. Like they're like, what the? It's crazy. The whole family hates it. Like it's like terrifying. Yeah. So like I had to come in through the caravan. I couldn't even go through the main house. I have to jump. I have to break into my own fucking house over the fence and then I go in the caravan.
What a petrifying experience. Everything
oh,
you come
terrifying.
Home. Time you come home?
No, this is like during the day of a night. I can't go in the house because the dog will go crazy. Like if it doesn't know who I am, it hasn't seen me in 6 months. I'm terrified to go back now. Like
he's
literally,
he's got a lockout on his house.
It's crazy. That's why I have to go in the caravan. And then Thomas is the same. Like if he's out drinking, he's like, I'm staying in the caravan with you because he's terrified to go in there as well. Like during the night, like it's full on. Like we had to speak to it in German. Like you have to be like Sita and all that shit. Say, look, like. It grabs your arm, you're like, lease, like it's ridiculous. It's full on. Like I can't even watch like Inglourious Basterds around it in case he has flashbacks or whatever. I'm just watching Seinfeld every day. I'm like, you're gonna be for this, have you? It's fucked. It's terrifying. Like the whole family like fucking hates it or whatever, but we can't say no because it's just fucking
what
dog.
What type
you know
of German
I mean?
Is the dog? He might really not like Seinfeld. Oh, yeah. So That's yeah, I'm not swapping fuck. Caravans with Kyle. Fuck that.
No.
I don't want to deal with that shit.
No. Is it a good caravan?
TVP.
It's good enough. I mean, we hotbox that nutsack, you know what I mean? And then, literally, I walk out the back door, and then, like, I still shower in the house and all that. I walk out the kitchen and all that. I walk out the, and I don't even have to touch the ground. I can just step directly into the caravan from the back door.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Yeah, that's sick. So, the internet still reaches. I've got the whole setup there. Like, my cousin's got his vinyl playing in there. We got a TV in there. Like, it's sick. Yeah. Fuck, you always have the lads over there poking nights and all that. Like, it's sick.
You might get killed by a dog, but apart from that.
Exactly, that's it, yeah.
That's the only
so, the gypsy king. The gypsy king car.
You are a gypsy.
That is, baby. If the caravans are rocking, please come and knock it. I'm going to have a seizure.
To touch the ground when I get into my caravan.
Do you think in English classes they teach foreigners the sentence, hot box that nutsack? Be like, okay, are we going to learn about this colloquial
Does
phrase?
Does Rambo know that term in German?
No. He doesn't care about drugs because I've had so much weed on me before. Yeah. He doesn't care about the drugs. He was trying to kill, not trying to grass.
Maybe you should take the dog into the caravan and get stoned with him.
Yeah. Connect.
Throw an edible in there.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you imagine if he just has flashbacks?
No, but I'm the only one in the family that he's actually never went... he hasn't gone for you. Which is like... my uncle hates that because he got the dog to get rid of me. You know what I mean? Right. Like, when I go back in July, I'm only allowed to stay there for 3 weeks. And then he's like, you got to find another place.
There,
I mean, it's like, I don't want you to have it. I'm sick of you. I'm like, come on.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, me mate Jay Gong, one of my best mates, he's got a house and he's redoing it. And I could live in the fucking the attic, like the Anne Frank suite. I'll have an air mattress on the floor.
Just like a tarp as
and
a
then,
roof.
Yeah, literally, I'll have an air mattress on the floor. I'll just go in there. And then I'll just shower at me nan's the next day. It's more, I just can't come in late to me nan's after gigs, you know what I mean? Because she's asleep. Yeah. So, but I can go around there during the day. I just go through the bath.
It'd be nice. Get a little lava lamp action, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if there's a wig in PowerPoint. Nah, there will be. And then he'll be like, the workers are going to wake you up every day at 9 a.m. I'm like, you don't know how much weed I smoke. I'll work through it. I'll sleep through it.
Yeah.
Even if they're working in the same room as me, I'll still be
asleep. You just get embalmed in this tomb. They just construct you into the den.
I got five.
And then it's the same as here. I just go on the road there, you know what I mean? Like, I'll do like a week in London, week whatever, you know what I mean? So I just have a base at my uncle's with the fucking... I've got my other uncle, Dave. And then we've got a caravan in Wales, a proper one, like a static one. I was thinking of making that the whole base, because that's only like an hour from Liverpool and everywhere else. So yeah.
Wait, what city would that be in?
Preston, North Wales.
Oh, near where my friend lives.
Yeah,
Cardiff.
Up north.
No,
real
north.
Real.
Yeah.
Landudno.
What'd you call me?
Landudno.
I talk about Welsh.
Yeah, I recently got fired from my vending machine delivery job, and I was like, fuck, I need some gigs. I need to, like, do the Kyle Legacy thing, like, fucking get out there, start working. But you're making it sound... I don't want to end up in an attic.
You could never do what I do, so don't worry about that.
I couldn't reach those heights.
I would give it a number 4. You'd have to get gig for one... You'd have to get booked for one MC spot just to start that off, so I don't think that's...
I was going to do here last Tuesday, but I was sick, so I was like,
no. Okay, nice, yeah. Sick.
Yeah, it's not the it's not as glamorous as we checked out of the hotel today, and Kyle was still so hungover that he said, "Can I have a nap in your van?" So my van, which I have a bed in the back of, they kicked us out at 10 so they could start cleaning the room, and Kyle just like lurches himself into the back of my van and slept until
two
in the afternoon.
Until now. Look at him, he's on
fire. Was it comfy? It was comfy, wasn't it?
It was comfy as fuck. And then I just went back in and had a shower anyway, because it, like, it's all open, you know what I mean? So,
what, your room in the motel?
No, like the showers aren't in the rooms, they're just in the fucking communal,
Yep.
Gotcha. And I did have another work as well. because
can
I was going to
imagine you don't ever stay there
a
again. That's just the place where you shower and jerk off now.
No, I know. Let's think. Well, I was going to remember that girl that I was showing you that was going to come tonight, the threesome.
No.
They didn't tell you about these girls? No, oh, no, it was Ronan didn't. Or whatever, you know. Yeah. So what, they're from the Tom and Frenchy podcast. They're like sex workers. Yeah. And they were going to come tonight. They wanted to have a threesome with me afterwards. They're a bit bigger girls or whatever, but it'd be sick because it's a threesome, you know what I mean, or whatever. And they seem sound. The tally was the hottest fuck or whatever. But they're not coming now. She had a busy shift or whatever. There's a chafing issue or something like that. So I'm going to see her in Melbourne next week or whatever, which sucks. I would have got, cause if it was going to happen, I would have got a hotel room. Like, I would have got the Ari again tonight. Yeah, for her.
Yep.
It was for the story.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Ori that you wanked off in the showers at?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Little local plug for
thanks
the Ori.
Thanks to our key sponsors.
the Oriental Ori Hotel. Exactly. Rest in peace, Soam.
That's what I was about. I would literally say this for you, Chop Dog.
Chop Dog.
Chop Dog billionaire. That's so funny.
Good on him.
What a pest.
What else did we do after? Where did we go?
We went to the Rogue Scholar, and we went to the Lass. We ended up at the Lass.
Oh, having nice. A bit did of you a, end up going to the gay bar?
There was a queer community event at the Lass that apparently was ticketed earlier in the night.
Yeah.
And then as it got later, they just stopped checking the tickets.
Yeah.
So we walked in and they were playing.
But like, these guys are queer. Let them in.
Yeah. One week legacy.
We went in as human centipede. We went inside each other. This guy's a faggot. Don't even look at his wrist. It's got the wristband on there for sure. And then Marty was on a little bit of the devil's powder, the devil's caps. So he was mobile. He was loving life. I was stoned as fuck on a couch. He's got a fucking. Did you light that fire? I'm sure that fire was not there till you got there.
Look, when I have a little bit of Medusa's rock salt. no, I had a good time. I hadn't had any of that substance in a long time, and it was fun because I wasn't drinking either, so it wasn't like sloppy. It just felt like I was in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I was dancing.
I mean, you're the latest out of all of us.
I was the what?
Alertest out of
alertest.
All of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's
let him
word.
Mind the bags.
I got him. They all feel good.
You look down, I'm just like making snow angels in the bags.
And then we bumped into Jared Moore there.
Oh,
you know, yes. Jared
Moore. With the name.
Yeah, oh my with God, he told us last night. So
with his little Italian.
He said he's bisexual now, but he fucked a dude last night, two nights ago, so he's just gay. He doesn't know what bisexual is.
Has sex with another woman.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if you've only ever had sex with men and not women, then you're just gay. But, so we was loving life, and we were just at the back, like, smoking and that, just watching him. He was just on the pencil going crazy and that, like, it was wild, yeah.
He was walking around on Saturday with just a wet jumper. Like, he was just like, he got it out of the washing machine, it wasn't dry yet, so he just wore it out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
Well, maybe he isn't gay, because that's not a gay move at all. They were the fucking dry cleaner and everything.
Yeah. He's not a good gay.
Either wear a dirty jumper, or just, sort it out.
Yeah, anyway. This is what proves he's gay. I was like, why didn't you just wear another one? He's like, what, and ruin this outfit? I was like, all right, fair enough.
Maybe it's his lucky shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's the one that he
got fucked in.
Maybe, you never know. Maybe that's why it was damp.
He was telling us all about it and was making Elliot really uncomfortable.
Did he get fucked? He fucked somebody, didn't he, or whatever? Yeah. But he blew someone as well, he said, yeah.
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 Yeah, super gay.
That's all
right. Which is not a bad thing, but it's just the definition of being gay.
Yeah, exactly.
In every sense of the word.
Yeah, I don't mean to get political.
But I guess gay.
I think that's gay. Let me Google it. Is blowing a dude gay?
You want that on? Maybe do the incognito tab.
He's Googled it
before. Or just go for your history. I'm sure you've searched it before.
I've searched some way fucked up things than that.
Well, put them on the glass.
So did you leave straight after the concert last night?
Yeah, we went to the Claro for a beer.
Yeah, we must have just missed you. We literally, it was after that.
Yeah, run and walk back up to Catches.
Yeah.
Went back to the car and...
Yeah, it was a good night out in Newcastle. Good weekend.
Yeah, it was sick. Friday, Saturday was sick. I just got to fucking crush my show tonight. Well, not really. I mean, I've already sold the tickets, so it doesn't matter. There's no there's no refunds, but I'd like to have a laugh.
Well, 2/3 of the audience will be people that have seen both of us this weekend already.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's good or bad.
They're walking in with rapport already.
Yeah, exactly.
They already like
it. That'll be good.
From yesterday.
Yeah. I feel like Isaac Butterfield, you're right. Except my ticket prices are fucking 1/16th the price of his or whatever the fuck.
More Aboriginal jokes, that's all you need.
I need them, I know.
Just get them out there.
For sure.
They're viral.
You want to throw some out now?
I don't have anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
The only joke about it is my infatuation with the women. I got a thing for Aboriginal women, so
yeah, no, okay. It's the opposite of what. And it's
not a laugh matter, quite frankly. Yeah. There was one last night at the fucking last as well. She was slamming, but she's with someone else, I think.
Did you ask?
Oh, I tried to hit on her for sure. Yeah. She was not into it, so I assumed she was with someone else. Otherwise, why wouldn't she want to
protect your ego?
Yeah.
She was definitely with someone else.
Well done reading visual signs of consent. Well done.
Mm.
What?
Well done for reading visual signs of lack of consent.
Well, no, she just got loose. She got the knots went tight enough. So
I've heard a really good pickup line is you ask them, how open are you to being like hit on right now? Like you open with something like that. Because then you know straight away. And then they're not off put.
I never plan it. Same as the way I do it on stage. I just go off what needs to be said. Well, this girl this girl came last night. I think her name was Lauren or whatever. She recognised me. She comes up to me. She looks like she's wearing pyjamas. She's fine or whatever. But she's got like Demi Moore ghost haircut. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like fucking that length or whatever.
Yeah.
And she talked to me for like 25 minutes or whatever. And then you said something or something like that. Or maybe I said something. And she was like, oh, I'm married, by the way. And I was like, oh, well, fucking thanks.
honestly,
25 minutes of my life back. I appreciate it.
I was sitting right there and I thought they were in love. I thought I was just witnessing love at first sight because she was actually giving Kyle a lot of like really positive, enthusiastic energy.
Mm. And mad compliments as well about my set.
I'm pretty sure covering of the hand.
Oh, the hand. Because I thought you were going to say the drink.
Pushing it right to the level where she's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I would not normally say that, but I was sitting right there.
Yeah.
And I know the difference between having a friendly chat and what she was doing, which was like touching and laughing and
I mean, I'm around and all that shit. Yeah. So it was like whatever. I thought it was a done deal or whatever. She seemed sound and that we were having a laugh and that. But then
you saw the ring and you realized.
And then I was like, she's like, I'm married. I'm like, to the game. She's like, no, to a man. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I think.
Is it LeBron? Because me too.
Yeah, some girls just like, well, my partner's the same. Like when we go out, she's just like chatty, friendly with fucking everyone.
Yeah.
And so some dudes think that they're in when they're not. And then she loves to just fucking crush them at the end of the night.
That's so funny.
I'm with him, actually. And we walk out. I'm like, can you stop doing that to blokes?
Yeah.
That's so funny. So harsh. Calissa was the same. You know, you met Calissa.
Yeah. Went to the shark thing.
Yeah. That was sick, though. She was the same or whatever. Not like bring the guys, but just bubbly and all that and stuff. And then she'd walk over and make out with me, and everybody's like, what the fuck? Because she'd take me to like this fucking fancy place in fucking Sydney or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm there in a football jersey, they're all in suits and all that sort of stuff, buying a drink and all that. And then she's just like, yeah, let's go.
Tell the boss to get back to work.
I remember leaving, and then one of the guys like outside the club was like, him? Really? And I was like, yes, you fucking pussy. Like this massive dude that was just roasting him. I'm like, you fucking bag. It was sick.
He doesn't have the looks, but he's got the riffs.
Oh, exactly.
That's all that matters.
And I got the dick, baby.
The dick.
My dick weighs more than you, Ethan.
It's not
you, bitch,
that's
obviously.
Yeah. I weigh less than this can.
This is the highbrow section.
Oh, sure. I mean, we're not even recorded, are we? I just haven't seen Ethan in ages.
Did you want another beer?
Yeah, I'd like.
Yeah, sweet.
I'm alright for now, lad.
Do you want?
No, it's all
right.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Ben.
Where else are you going to get the beers from?
Going to a bottle shop or something.
We're live from the Newcastle Comedy Club.
Where are we?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Dude, those edibles. Those edibles are next level.
Oh, my Lord. Only $5 for that many as well. That's crazy. Yeah,
not bad. Did you get them at the general store downstairs?
No, Derby Street.
Okay. The general store downstairs is like a stoner emporium.
Is it? I haven't been in there, yeah.
A lollies and sweets and all that stuff.
Your papers and all that shit. Yep. Grinders and all that, yeah.
No, it's not like a
spa. I don't think I've ever said the word emporium until now.
Really?
I've never used it in a contextual.
Because you're not
relevant.
Autistic.
Technically,
I told you,
emporium.
You can't use that as an excuse. Last night I said, I've met people with autism that are not dickheads. It's you.
I've met so many autistic people who are dickheads, too.
It's you in the mirror.
That was, yeah, I know. That's the problem. We're too alike. That's why we argue. Every like really autistic dude I've worked with, I've butted heads with.
Really?
Yeah. It's like too positive.
Because you're trying to count the matches and he's counting them first or whatever.
Yeah. Because autistic people would just be brutally honest or say really inappropriate things.
Yeah.
And then like...
Oh, they got no filter or whatever you mean?
Yeah, they got no filter, but they also don't take shit. So they'll actively... You'll actively really butt heads with people.
Yeah, I worked in disability support work, and I used to looked after this Pranesh, I think his name was. He was like an Indian, 25-year-old Indian guy with autism, but pretty high functioning. You know, catching public transport by himself, and then occasionally you'd get paid to go and like take him to doctor's appointments or take him to soccer practice, and as a bit of a support. And I took him on a train to the city one time for something. And we were sitting across from, like, a really overweight guy in the middle section of the carriage. And he just, like, looks at the guy, looks at me, looks at the guy, and just says, "Fat mans have a heart attack."
Are you listening,
Mitch? Like, the guy's heard every word of it. And I looked at the guy who looked at him, and I thought... He's not wrong.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's obviously just...
Yeah, he's just...
There's a logic to what he's saying.
Yeah.
So I didn't go, hey, no. I said, yes, being overweight can contribute to your risk of...
And you're like, boing, boing, boing.
But I loved it because it was honest. It was brutal.
That's a quick diagnosis as well. There's not many on... Non-autistic doctors could fucking do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like fucking type 6 diabetes. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Half the specialists are autistic, for sure.
Why, you reckon you can catch it?
They're just like, just crazy, brutal people.
Yeah.
If specialist doctors... You'll meet like ENT doctors. I've met a couple of like ENT doctors where I'm like, that dude's on the spectrum. Just like brutally honest, fucking, like just say what he's thinking.
Because I suppose people who maybe have a little bit of less of that empathy, like that's a good job to be in, because a lot of people, doctors struggle when they realise they can't do it.
Yeah.
Like they hit a point and
they can't like tell a family that they're going to lose their life.
Whereas if you're kind of naturally not as... emotional or empathetic, then you can stand in those situations and good on them.
Yeah.
That's why vets have the highest suicide rate, because they're always...
Way to bring the mood down.
I'm joking. I think the mood was pretty low already, but...
Well, we get bigger.
This riff is built on a
burial ground. There's more beneath it.
Who's the most famous autistic person? Is it Rain Man, I guess?
He wasn't a real person.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Who was the most...
You know he wasn't made of rain, right?
In what? Guinness Book of Records. Who was it?
No, I'm saying, like, but in movie world and everything and stuff like that. Like,
Elon Musk.
He's the face of... Well, when you think of autistic, you think of Rain Man, don't you?
But yeah. There was that,
you know what I mean? Same when you think of basketball, you think of Michael Jordan or LeBron.
Sean Penn was in one called I Am Sam.
Oh, yeah, he was.
That was quite...
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a daughter. He's a father and he's a single dad. And he's got a little kid. It's really good.
He was Sean getting puss, yeah.
Pardon?
He was getting puss?
Yeah, like Forrest Gump. He was crashing.
What? Oh, damn. Forrest Gump was autistic?
Yeah, and yeah. getting puss.
Oh, I thought no, like retarded or whatever.
Charles, like, he seemed like a really smart guy.
He met the president three times for three different things. Football, ping pong, and war. What
Boris
the fuck?
Was definitely
I thought it was
autistic.
Four, because didn't he get to meet him when he was running?
Oh, when he was running, of course. Yeah, but that was on the football. Oh, no, did he meet him again when he just went cross-country
when
or whatever?
When he went, got all... No, I don't know.
No, no, I don't
he didn't meet
did,
him
no.
again. Yeah,
yeah, no.
He was just running down the road and then eventually went, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And he had, like, this following and
I
stuff.
I want to go
yeah.
home now.
Yeah. Everyone's like, that's what crazy. Do we do?
Jenny.
Yeah.
Spoilers. If you've not seen it, then you're a fucking idiot. It came out in 79.
Yeah.
Oh, when the crowd... No, it didn't. Was it like late
79?
Oh, okay. Early 90s? No, it didn't at me. Like, I said it. No, it didn't.
That is the greatest way to get out of saying something wrong is just blame the other person. It came out in 79. No, it didn't.
Oh, Lord.
What the fuck, Ethan?
You said, oh, come on, Ethan.
My hair's not curly enough to say
that. That's so funny.
I have another nearly died story, actually.
Really?
Yeah, another one to add to the list.
Go ahead.
So I was down at the farm and I was trying my hand at being a lumberjack.
Is this in Gollum? Yeah. Gollum?
Gollum.
Gollum? Mordor?
No, he's Gollum.
Yeah, that's it.
Lord of the Rings. That was that came out about 1968.
The books, for sure.
It was a silent movie. No, was it not a silent movie? Was it not? You shall not pass.
Lord of the Shh.
So anyway, you're cutting wood? Chopping wood?
Trying to fucking be a lumberjack trying to cut down a tree. I was like, watch like a couple of YouTube tutorials and I'm like, I've got this. So I get out the chainsaw, like do a cut.
Chainsaw?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I do it fucking wrong. Oh. And I'm like, oh, this is fucked now. Like, what am I going to do? Like the trees, it's got a big chunk out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I've fucked this up. And I tried to pull it down with the ute. I'm like, that's not going to work. And so I just cut it, but it didn't fall the way I wanted it to fall. It like fell that way instead of that way.
Towards you or no?
I was behind it, and I was like, lucky it didn't come back my way, but I just kind of went, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
massive tree as well?
Not huge.
But it would have killed you?
Maybe like 10 metres tall or something.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
If someone found that, if it did land on the car, that would have been the most bizarre-looking, like, suicide. He took his own life by pulling a tree on top of his own car. Like, yeah. That's pretty creative.
That's so funny.
Didn't you watch the videos where they use the car jack?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
You didn't use the car jack?
No.
What do you mean? You got a chainsaw? You just fucking...
No.
Like, what is this, home improvement? What's going on?
And you cut like a wedge in.
Wilson?
Yeah, I know.
Like, cut the wedge too big.
Ah, too many. Too many wedge.
So I was like afraid that it was gonna when I cut it was slip off the back of the tree and then it can just go fucking whatever way.
Yeah.
But I just slowly cut it and it started falling and I'm like, this is good, it's gonna fall in this general direction, but then it just went, nah, and fucking went sideways.
So have you had any profound life realizations since you had this near-death experience?
No. Not at
He's
all.
He's had like 50 of them.
Too many.
I told you to stop doing man stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not built right for it.
Yeah.
A proper true. Man would have just grabbed the tree and went like, no, you go that way. No, I didn't know that.
So funny.
But we were in Goulburn and we had a band come and stay with us.
Yeah.
And they...
What's the band? Give them a shout out.
Oh, fuck, if I could remember their name.
They stayed
Blue
with
Eyed
you?
Blue Eyed Raven, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're like a Sydney band. But they came to stay with us and then their starter motor in their car died overnight. It just wouldn't start at all in the morning because it's so cold there.
Yeah.
Like, fucked their car up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
So then they just had to fucking try and get... They got a tow truck and then called a guy. But actually, felt pretty good because I was like, it's the starter motor. That's what it is. And then he called his dad and he's like, yeah, his dad's like, yeah, it's the starter motor.
Then
they called another, like a mobile mechanic came out. And then they're like, yeah, it's the starter motor. I was like, yes, I was fucking right.
That's
I'm
sick.
Fucking,
yeah.
I mean, you did unplug it the night before, so that's probably why or whatever.
It's good when a good backburn comes good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an Australian saying?
No,
it's a saying that we have. when you just make a guess at something, like you've got your own logic in your head, but you've really got nothing to back it up, and then it's usually your assumptions way wrong.
Yeah, so we were driving down to Sydney, and we were going like past the Central Coast sort of area, and there were all these trees that had been burnt from like a huge raging bushfire the night before, and Mitch was just like, No,
I'll tell you the logic behind it, why I said it as well. This is where my tism comes in. Like, the bottom of the trees, the bottom half of the trees were only burnt,
yeah,
and top half were, like, still green.
Yeah.
So I thought, it was like a low brush fire. They must have backburned.
Yeah.
And Ethan's like, yeah, that makes sense. And then he Googled it, and it was like a crazy fucking, the biggest fire in 20 years.
Just ruined.
Took out like five houses. Oh,
that's so funny.
Businesses. Yeah. Lucky, ruined lives.
You're lucky Carl's not there, because he just would have looked at it and gone, man, they're really hot boxes.
You want to see if the geese thought he was funny?
Oh, I'm going to tell it on stage tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell to these guys and see if. Oh, it's all him. You want me to tell it, or you?
We'll do it tonight.
Oh, yeah. The fucking legend, right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever.
Maybe I should have told it.
Swear to God, I'm having a drink. It's like fucking Jurassic Park. The thing's fucking shaking or whatever. I'm like, here we've got Don Johnson. Yeah, yeah. Jeff Goldblum's there. He's limping. And then the girls come out. They're limping as well. And then Marty's packing heat.
And then Newman shows up.
Legacy's got jelly.
Jelly. Jelly.
All I can hear is that. Right. It's Marty in. Slapping that bitch's bald head.
I'm tagging in. So we're two lovers of mine, Kyle Legacy, and we're playing Cards Against Humanity. Kyle is extremely stoned. And
I was still on the bongs then.
We're all pretty stoned at this point, and we're playing Cards Against Humanity, barely getting through it, laughing a lot. And it comes Kyle's turn to read out one of the answers on the card to everyone else as a funny answer. And he, like, kind of like squinting so fucking high, just looking at the card. What is this word? He's like, what is geese?
I go, geese?
Geese? And we're like, what the fuck's he talking about? And he shows us the card. It says, geese.
I've like never seen this word before in my life. Geese? I was like, geese?
The plural of geese.
You haven't read. Fucking
read. No, I was so stoned I'd never seen this word before in my life. I swear to God. I was like, gee, I'm turning upside down. I'm like, maybe I've got it upside, or maybe it's a print error. Nope. Just fucking
just
long neck birds.
I think it passes the test. I think I'm going to tell it on stage.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, that's so funny. That. Oh. Maybe you bring me up at the end. We'll tell it together as well. Yeah, that's sick.
You kind of got to know Kyle for it to like really have the.
No, but I would have done like 20 minutes by this, like, because I'm bringing them on. Yeah. I'm not having them on as an opener, and I'm bringing them on as the halftime show. Work. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. No, fucking mad idea. That's looking for that.
Kyle's going to be increasing the amount of dancing he does on stage. That's his next little.
Yeah. I do none now, so it's easy to increase it. Yeah. One of these, baby.
I'm just getting a bit of salsa.
I've still got a video of me opening one of my sets by dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
At what venue?
At the Crown and Anchor.
Whoa, dancing. You might be the first person that's ever danced.
I'll try and find it.
I think we've normally done it every month.
Yeah.
Her husband's dead. She takes a tea bag when she gives me. Still stuck in my head, that song.
These are all classics.
Should we wrap this bitch up and get some food?
Yeah, let's.
I'm hungry.
Let's do
I'm
it.
I'm starving. I haven't had lunch.
Oh, shit.
Just 4 hours in the car.
Fucking hell. With the missus? Or is she still there?
Yeah, no, she's going to work.
Ah, well.
This afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Getting that big Sunday money.
Check.
Got to pay for me, who's unemployed. I'm a stay-at-home husband now.
Are you not working doing anything, man?
No, I got fired from my vending machine job.
Oh, shit. I thought you were doing the computer stuff.
No.
That didn't last either?
No. I'm not good in front of a desk. Funny, I was just getting up from my chair, leaving the office for like half an hour at a time, just walking around the block. No one said anything.
Really?
I should have stayed there.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Like, it was that terrible. Yeah. I was like, I don't care if I get fired. Fire me. Please fire. I was trying to get fired.
Yeah.
I was just leaving the what office. The
and they were like so fucking desperate for people. Like, we don't care.
We don't
like,
care. Just do whatever you
want. You're only doing IT fucking fault finding.
It was fucking crazy.
Why'd you get fired for?
Oh, the vending machine.
Yeah.
So I went to Bali. No, he was like, eat as many snacks as you want, you skinny fuck. You need it. I went to Bali for 10 days recently.
Yeah.
And my old man just shouted the trip for my partner and my brother and his partner and whole
that's
family. Sick. Big
oh,
trip.
Like family, yeah.
So I'm not going to say no to that.
Of like, course,
no
fucking way. That's crazy. All-inclusive bevies as well?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, that's sick.
Food, drinks, it's cheap as fucking Bali.
Yeah.
But at the same time, his mum, who also does the deliveries, books a trip to Bali the same 10 days that I'm gone.
Yeah.
So he had no one to cover it for the whole time I was gone. And
why, where's he?
Gone,
oh, because he was in Bali
as
well?
Did you bump into him?
No, he wasn't in Bali. He could have done it himself, but yeah, he's fucking lazy. He doesn't want to. He's not going to do it himself. So he was like, fuck you. I'm hiring someone else.
Okay.
Because he's got shitloads of money.
Shout out to our sponsor, Vance Refrigeration.
Yeah.
Don't admit one.
I'll be living in that van soon, Marty.
Yeah.
We'll do a road tour.
That's so funny.
Plug your socials.
I was going to say plug my show, but when are you releasing this? If you can get it in an hour. LeBron James of comedy, as you guys know. I'm pumping out videos all the time and shit like that. Looking for threesomes and stuff, so if you fancy a threesome and that. I don't do onesomes anymore, only threesomes online. Yeah. LeBron James comedy, Carl Legacy on everything else. It's good to be back in the fucking dojo with you boys.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on. It's a lot of fun. Marty Bright, you got any socials?
Barely.
He's got a walkie-talkie in the van.
Yeah, you can add me on MSN Messenger. Furry.
What is it?
Furry Wolf 69.
Oh, you got that one, did you?
The original.
Oh, shit.
No underscore for me, motherfucker.
Yeah, follow old mate Bentley if you want.
Yeah, Mitch really Point Comedian. I never post. You're joking on Facebook. We release clips every week.
I release clips every
Ethan
week.
Ethan releases clips every week. Jesus. He does all the work.
Until he dies from one of these tragedies.
I look like
is it still the same name of the pod? How not to do comedy?
Yeah, how to not comedy, yeah.
How to not comedy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Like Tony Robbins, like, we're going to save the world. It's just like, we're just talking.
Me and Ethan have decided today we'll be doing a show in Goulburn soon, so
keep
an ear out.
Do you
want to
come down on that, Marty?
Yep.
Yeah. Big Goulburn fun?
Yeah.
How far is that from Sydney?
2 hours from Sydney, south.
Oh, it's chill, isn't it?
Yeah.
And free accommodation at the farm.
When are you going back?
Hot water.
And where's the, what is it, just in a pub or something?
It's like an old gentleman's club. It's like upstairs. It's like a... They've converted it into like bands play in this room upstairs.
Sick.
And shit. I think some of the Canberra guys were like running shows there, but they haven't been doing it lately. Okay. So,
you reckon we can get strippers too?
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goulburn strippers are cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, for a reason. Yeah.
Do you want all the limbs?
Yeah.
Do you want all the limbs?
They smell like coins.
How do we feel about extremity?
Do you want both eyes looking at you? Or is it one enough?
All right. Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.